వివేక చూడమణి శ్లోక 286. నిద్రాయా లోకవార్తాయా శబ్దాదేరపి విస్మృతే క్వచిన్నావసరం దత్వా చింతయాత్మనమాత్మని. సో ది ప్రిన్సిపల్ ఈస్ when I dwell upon the Vedantic teaching, the worldly roles and the various personalities, they become feeble, they get abhibhutam, they get overshadowed. And the reverse is also true. When I invoke worldly personality more and more in front of the ahankara invocation, the Vedantic teaching, namely Aham Brahmasmi, that gets overshadowed. Therefore, the question is what? Which do I want to be overpowered by which? Acharya says, Vismritehe avasaram na dattva. Don't give a scope for the forgetfulness of Vedantic teaching. Don't give any room for it. Weakening of the Vedantic teaching, do not allow. Avasaram means chance. Kvachit. Kvachit means anytime. Anytime, do not give a chance for the Vedantic teaching to fade away. Organize your life in such a way, manage your transactions in such a way, it is a worthy effort so that the Vedantic teaching is not made feebler or forgotten. Therefore, avasaram na dattva. And what are the reasons by which Vedantic forgetfulness can happen? He gives some reasons which will overpower Vedanta. And one is nidrayaha. Nidrayaha means sleep. In sleep, every knowledge is forgotten. Every knowledge is forgotten in sleep, including the Brahman knowledge. In sleep, nobody will say Aham Brahmasmi. It is also forgotten. So don't allow too much sleep. Do not sleep too much. We are not saying don't sleep. Don't oversleep to make your knowledge weaker. Then loka vartayaha, the worldly talk, the gossip, the juicy conversations. You know, talk to that extent that is necessary. Always the news about the neighbor, that is more interesting. But talk to the extent that is necessary. So vak tapas, that becomes very important. Na ati vadi bhavati. Mundaka Upanishad says, take to maunam. And shabdadi, contact with the sense objects. Shabda, sparsha, rupa, rasa, gandha. So all the sense objects, contact with them, all the worldly transactions or interactions. So, loka vivaharaha, including all kinds of sense pleasures, all of them, shabdadi. So, that also should be confined to whatever is necessary. Of course, we have to transact with the world. There is no choice. We have to. But whatever is necessary, only do that much. There are choiceless transactions that we cannot stop. That is why they talked about sannyasa. It was prescribed because they have the advantage, the sannyasis have the advantage of avoiding worldly transactions. They don't have to go to that marriage, this birthday party. They don't have to go to any of them. But if we choose the grahastashrama, we have to manage it to keep it at an optimum level. Of course, you cannot completely stop it. It has to be kept at an optimum level. So difference between lokavartha and shabdadi is lokavarta is at verbal level, at conversational level, and shabdadi is through all other organs. So through all of them, vismritehe avasaram adatva. Don't give room for the forgetfulness of Vedantic teaching. That means reduce them to the extent possible, reduce them so that you can get quality time. And what should I do during that quality time? Okay, I got some quality time. What should I do with that? Chintaya atmanam atmani. May you dwell upon the atma, invoke your higher I, the imperishable I, the Ananda I, the bliss I, the real I, which is your nature. So Atmani, Atmani means in the mind, the Antakarana, the inner equipment. So invoke that Atma in your mind during that quality time and revel. This is again Nididhyasana. Shloka 287.
Mata pitror malodbhutam malamamsamayam vapuhu tyaktva chandalavadduram brahmi bhuya krithi bhava.
One of the powerful attachments that every seeker that who faces is deha abhimana. That is very common. Identification and attachment to one's own body. Because my relationship with the body is right from the time of birth. All other attachments came later. And they are not permanent also. All the time they are not there. Not only that, I have carefully nourished the body. I don't know how many thousands of times I have looked into the mirror. One gray hair, immediately so many things have to be done to treat that. Its ups and downs, they are all intensely connected to me. When anyone else has got sickness or enjoyment, it is only maybe what? It's an indirect connection. If somebody else got something, some sickness. Whereas this body, my body, is intimately connected to me. So body attachment is very, very difficult to give up. Not only that, there is also an intrinsic, instinctive attachment with the body. Not only I nourish it, I want to do it, all that thing deliberately, but there is also an intrinsic attachment to the body for what? For self-protection. If a fly comes and sits on me, my hand automatically goes to drive it off. My brain didn't say, go and touch it, there is a foreign object, none of that. It automatically goes, spontaneously it goes. Not when the fly sits on somebody else's body. If it sits on my body, immediately my hand goes to make sure that it is driven off. This is called abhinivesha. Abhinivesha. So instinctive dehabhimana and therefore instinctive fear of death. That is why when animals are taken for slaughter, they knew it instinctively. Therefore Shankaracharya says, it is not that easy to get rid of deha abhimana. So what to do? The deliberate part of attachment, one can deliberately give up. Then the instinctive part of attachment, that will become weaker. So once I get rid of the deliberate part of attachment, then the instinctive part of attachment to the body, that gets weaker. I don't deliberately nourish it. And how to make the attachment weaker? When any attachment, raga, that is so strong, we have to remove it by creating dvesha first. This logic may sound a little peculiar. When any attachment is so strong, we have to remove it by creating dvesha first, like removing a thorn by another thorn. How to do it? By dwelling upon the negativities, the weaknesses of the body. Once raga is reduced by deliberately using controlled dosha, Swamiji says controlled dosha, like injecting the very disease itself to create immunity to treat the disease, but controlled dose. Similarly, you inject controlled dosha to reduce dvesha, to reduce raga. Shankaracharya using the method of dvesha generation here in this shloka. Or to be more precise, by creating even disgust with the body. In Sanskrit, it is called jugupsa. In Tamil, we call it aruvarupu or something. But this is jugupsa. He talks about all filthy dirt, etc. in the body. We say toilet is jugupsa. And we don't want to even go there. But the very same thing is there in the middle of my own body. At least by thinking like that, whether one will develop detachment or not from body, that is Acharya's intention. So the commentator, he writes, Shankaracharya, out of compassion, deliberately violating the propriety of language and talks about filth. That's what commentator writes. So he says, Mala Mamsa Mayam Vapuhu. This body, Vapuhu, is full of flesh and filth. Mala Mamsam. And generated out of what? Mata Pitroho Mala Malodbhutam. Is born out of, Udbhutam, born out of the flesh and filth of parents' body, Mata Pitroho. Therefore, Chaktva, give up the Abhimanam to this body. This is how it has come. So it is full of this. Give up the Abhimanam to that. How? Chandalavate, like a chandala, an unhygienic person. A chandala is an unhygienic person. As you would like to keep away from an unhygienic person, here also you keep yourself away from this Dehabhimana. Duram tektva, duram. We cannot plug the physical body and throw it away. That means we have to develop detachment from body completely. And this should be meditated upon. I should think about it all the time. How the body is born out of the five elements. How it is an instrument. How it has wear and tear. It may give one pain in one year, old age. It can give another pain. As much as it gave me young age, the old age, you know, it has so many other things. There are joint pains, toothache, this, that, and all. They all come in old age. So when you dwell upon that, you will develop hatred. Then what you should do? You should not stop with that. You have to neutralize it. Body is a great gift. Because of that only I can get moksha. So one has to again go back to that thinking. How without the body I cannot even think of so many higher things. So that is the instrument through which I can go to moksha. All that thing. So once till I get a balanced thought, a vision, neither raga nor dvesha will be there. It is an instrument and has got that much utility only. That is all I will think about it. Having done that, Brahmi Bhuya, instead of claiming yourself as a human being at that point, claim as a being. Not a human being anymore. Claim as a being. Remove the adjective human. The adjective belongs to the body. Now, being. Being is Sat. It's your nature. Human being means trouble. Being means free from trouble. That is how one has to develop the sense of one's own orientation. Kriti Bhava. You be satisfied. As a human being, everybody is full of complaints. I lack this, I lack that. If this is there, I will be better off. All those things. But what you should do now, Kriti Bhava. Be satisfied. Kriti means Danyaha. Danyaha Bhava. May you feel fortunate. May you feel contented. May you feel happy. Shloka 288.
Ghatakasham Mahakashaha Ivatmanam Paratmani Vilapya Kandabhavena Tushnim Bhavasadamune.
Now, Nididhyasanam, if you really look at Nididhyasanam, it consists of actually three parts of Nididhyasanam. Brahma Satyam, Jagan Mithya, Jivo Brahmaiva Napara. That is what Nididhyasanam is. So, the world also has to be brought to the mind in Nididhyasanam. Forgetting world is not Nididhyasanam because Brahma Satyam alone is not adequate. Jagan Mithya one has to know. So, it is not shutting off sense organs and thoughts. We cannot escape from the world. In the meditation, we have to necessarily bring the world into the mind. Having brought the world deliberately into the mind, feel its mithyatvam. Understand how mithya the world is. Jagan mithya, dehaha mithya is also part of the meditation. Brahma Satyam alone is not part of meditation. This is also part of meditation. If mithya does not make sense for you, meditate upon anityam. Relationships, possessions, body, all of them are anityam, impermanent. Deliberately see anityatvam of the world. Then another part of meditation is, having seen the anityatvam of the world, I have to see the nityatvam of the consciousness pervading the body. And so he says, Atmanam Paratmani Vilapya. Turn your attention to the Chaitanyam in the body, negating or taking away your attention to the body, attachment to the body. Dwell upon the Chaitanya Amsha of the body. For example, the hand light example which you have given all the time. Attention can be on the hand or light. Similarly, use the word I when I say I, and let the attention be not on the body, mind, or even the thoughts. Let that I mean the Chaitanya Amsha. And having invoked that, tell yourself that the Chaitanyam is not confined to this body, but is all-pervading Brahma Chaitanyam it is. Shankaracharya, he gives an example. When you look into a hall, for example, a room, a hall, one can look at it as an individual who is in the hall or any content within space, within the room. Or these people can either look at the space or can look at any content in the room. When it is on the space, when the attention is on the space, then the division will be that the space within the hall is identical with the space that is outside the hall also. Only one space within and without. And in fact, all the halls are within space. The body is comparable to a hall. And the inside Chaitanyam is comparable to Jivatma. The outside Chaitanyam is to the external space. And we can see that I, the inside consciousness, is the same as the outside consciousness. So Atmanam, inside Atmanam, Paratmani, outside Atmani. Inside Atmanam, Paratmani is outside Atmani, Vilapya. May you merge, may you understand that the Chaitanyam within and the one outside, they are one and the same. Like what? Ghatakasha and Mahakasha. The part space and the space outside. And then what is the meditation? I am the space-like consciousness in which a part of body is floating in the whole cosmic makeup, that huge space. My body is not even a small speck, it's a dot that is floating, which body I consider to be extremely important in the entire cosmos. I nourish it so much, I have so much attachment to that. In the whole cosmic makeup, this small speck, I nourish it so much, consider it so much important. It is floating due to some mistake called prarabdha. My own prarabdha has enabled me to take this janma. And it has to dissolve any time. And it is not any big news. Supernovas take place. They also, you know, they are not big news, supernovas. Only scientists put it as a news perhaps. So all the toothache, heart problem, pressure, diabetes, all of them, they are not any news at all. So what is significant, what is significant becomes insignificant because of my wrong orientation. Because this is insignificance, we give significance to that. Change the orientation. So vilapyam akanda bhavena. So that is how one should change the attention, change the orientation. See the akanda chaitanya atma, space-like atma, which I am. So Jivatma Paramatma Aikyam Drishtva. Having seen this, what to do next? Tushnim Bhava. Be quiet. Don't talk anything about anything else. You know, this is how long one has to be doing this? Sada. All the time. Always. That means what? Talk to the extent required. Sada Tushnim Bhava. Rest of the time, just be contemplating on this. Munehe. Munehe means, oh, thoughtful, wise person, munehe. So the definition of muni is what? Maunat munihi, one whose talk is meaningful, measured. He is muni. He is otherwise observing maunam. Shloka 289. Svaprakasham adhishthanam swayam bhuya sadatmana brahmandam api pindandam
ತ್ಯಜ್ಯತಾಮಲ ಭಾಂಡವತ್.
ಸೊ ಸದಾ ಸ್ವಪ್ರಕಾಶಂ ಅಧಿಷ್ಠಾನಂ ಸ್ವಯಂ ಭೂಯ ಯು ಬಿಕಮ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮನ್. ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಓನ್ ಅಪ್ ಯುವರ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮನ್ ಸ್ಟೇಟಸ್. ಅಂಡ್ ವಾಟ್ ಟೈಪ್ ಆಫ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮನ್? ಸ್ವಪ್ರಕಾಶಂ, ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಎವಿಡೆಂಟ್ ಆರ್ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಎಫಲ್ಜೆಂಟ್, ದಟ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮನ್. ಅಧಿಷ್ಠಾನಂ, ಅಧಿಷ್ಠಾನಂ ಇಸ್ ಸಬ್ಸ್ಟ್ರಾಟಮ್. ವೆನ್ ಐ ಲುಕ್ ಅಟ್ ಮೈಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಆಸ್ ಅ ವೇವ್, ಐ ಆಮ್ ಲೊಕೇಟೆಡ್ ಇನ್ ದಿ ಓಷನ್. ಬಟ್ ವೆನ್ ಐ ಲುಕ್ ಅಟ್ ಮೈಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಆಸ್ ವಾಟರ್, ಐ ಆಮ್ ನಾಟ್ ಲೊಕೇಟೆಡ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಓಷನ್, ಐ ಆಮ್ ನಾಟ್ ಲೊಕೇಟೆಡ್ ಇನ್ ದ ವೇವ್. ಇನ್ ಫ್ಯಾಕ್ಟ್ ಐ ಆಮ್ ದಿ ವಾಟರ್ ಇನ್ ವಿಚ್ ಓಷನ್ ನಾಮರೂಪ ಅಂಡ್ ವೇವ್ ನಾಮರೂಪ ದೇ ಆರ್ ಲೊಕೇಟೆಡ್. ಇನ್ ಫ್ಯಾಕ್ಟ್ ದರ್ ಇಸ್ ನೋ ಓಷನ್ ಅದರ್ ದ್ಯಾನ್ ಮೀ. ಸೊ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಅ ಸ್ಮಾಲ್ ಶಿಫ್ಟ್ ಇನ್ ವಿಷನ್ ಮೇಕ್ಸ್ ಎ ಹ್ಯೂಜ್ ಚೇಂಜ್. ಸಿಮಿಲರ್ಲಿ ಐ ಆಮ್ ಬಾಡಿ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಟ್ರಬಲ್, ಬಟ್ ಐ ಆಮ್ ಚೈತನ್ಯಂ ದ ಸ್ಪೇಸ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಎವಿಡೆಂಟ್ ಕಾನ್ಷಿಯಸ್ನೆಸ್. ಇತಿ ಸ್ವಯಂ ಭೂಯ, ಯು ಬಿಕಮ್ ದಟ್ ಬೈ ಯುವರ್ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಸ್ವಯಂ. ಅಂಡ್ ವಾಟ್ ಇಸ್ ದ ಸಿಗ್ನಿಫಿಕೆನ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ವರ್ಡ್ ಸ್ವಯಂ ಭೂಯ? ಯು ನೀಡ್ ನಾಟ್ ಬಿಕಮ್ ದಟ್, ಯು ಆರ್ ಆಲ್ರೆಡಿ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮನ್. ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಟು ಓನ್ ಅಪ್ ದಟ್ ಫ್ಯಾಕ್ಟ್, ಆಲ್ ಪರ್ವೇಸಿವ್ನೆಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಯುವರ್ ವೆರಿ ನೇಚರ್, ದೇರ್ ಫೋರ್ ಸ್ವಯಂ ಭೂಯ. ಸದಾ ಆತ್ಮನ, ಇನ್ ದ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ಆಫ್ ಆತ್ಮ ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ಓನ್ ಅಪ್, ನಾಟ್ ಆಸ್ ಬಾಡಿ ಆರ್ ಮೈಂಡ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ, ಬಟ್ ಆಸ್ ಆತ್ಮ ದ ಚೈತನ್ಯಂ. ಐ ಓನ್ ಅಪ್ ಮೈ ಸ್ಪೇಸ್ ಲೈಕ್ ನೇಚರ್, ಆಲ್ ಪರ್ವೇಸಿವ್ ನೇಚರ್. ಹ್ಯಾವಿಂಗ್ ಓನ್ಡ್ ದಿ ಆತ್ಮಸ್ವರೂಪಂ, ವಾಟ್ ಶುಡ್ ಐ ಡೂ ನೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ ದೆನ್? ಮೇ ಯು ಡಿಸೋನ್ ದ ಎಂಟೈರ್ ಅನಾತ್ಮ ವರ್ಲ್ಡ್, ಡಿಸ್ ಐಡೆಂಟಿಫೈ, ತ್ಯಜತಾಂ ಪಿಂಡಾಂಡಂ. ಪಿಂಡಾಂಡ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಯುವರ್ ಇಂಡಿವಿಜುವಲ್ ಬಾಡಿ ಆರ್ ದ ವ್ಯಷ್ಟಿ ಅನಾತ್ಮ ಆರ್ ಮ್ಯಾಟರ್. ಅಂಡ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಾಂಡಂ ದ ಟೋಟಲ್ ಕ್ರಿಯೇಷನ್ ಸಮಷ್ಟಿ ಅನಾತ್ಮ ಆರ್ ಮ್ಯಾಟರ್. ಸೊ ಲೆಟ್ ದಮ್ ಬಿಕಮ್ ವ್ಯಾಲ್ಯೂಲೆಸ್ ಫಾರ್ ಯು, ದ ಪಿಂಡಾಂಡಂ ಅಂಡ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಾಂಡಂ ಲೆಟ್ ದಮ್ ಬಿಕಮ್ ವ್ಯಾಲ್ಯೂಲೆಸ್ ಫಾರ್ ಯು. ಮೇ ಇಟ್ ನಾಟ್ ಕ್ರಿಯೇಟ್ ರಾಗ ಅಂಡ್ ದ್ವೇಷ ಫಾರ್ ಯು. ಆಕ್ಚುಲಿ ಸ್ವಾಮೀಜಿ ಟೆಲ್ಸ್ ಅ ಸ್ಟೋರಿ. ಇಟ್ ಸೀಮ್ಸ್ ಎ ಸನ್ಯಾಸಿ, ಹಿ ಗಾಟ್ ಅ ವ್ಯಾಲ್ಯೂಬಲ್ ಡೈಮಂಡ್ ಆನ್ ದಿ ರೋಡ್ ವೆನ್ ಹಿ ವಾಸ್ ವಾಕಿಂಗ್. ಡೈಮಂಡ್ ಮೇ ಬಿ ಅಬೌಟ್ ಯು ನೋ ಎ ಲಾರ್ಜ್ ಕ್ಯಾರೆಟ್ costing millions and millions of dollars, whatever it is. And there was this guy in the road. He went to the sannyasi and asked him for that. Can you part with that? I would like to have it. And the sannyasi readily gave it to him. Then the other guy asked. He took it actually. And overnight he went home. And overnight he could not sleep at all. And next morning he wondered, who is this person who could effortlessly give this valuable thing to me? Is it possible only if he possesses something else which is much more valuable than this? That is what this man thought. So he went back to the sannyasi and gave back the diamond to him and asked him, what is it that you have which is much more valuable than this diamond? And then the sannyasi said, now you sit down, I will teach. That is called Brahmajnanam, the costliest wealth, in front of which all the wealth of the cosmos, they are all insignificant. Therefore, Mala Bandavathu, like throwing away the trash from the trash bin. We don't spend time meditating to throw the filth away. Similarly, may you throw away all the wealth of creation. May Anatma become valueless by the discovery of the most valued Atma. Shloka 290. Chidatmani sadanande deha rudha mahandiyam niveshya linga mutrujya kevalobhava sarvada. So the training is what? Withdrawing the aham, I, from the lower I and placing it on the higher eye. As much rehearsal as you do, so much assimilated will be the teaching. So he says, aham dhiyam. Take the I, aham dhihi. That means what? Aham vritti, the thought I. The I identification. Which is at present what? Is deha arudham. It is strongly identified with the physical body, physical personality, the emotional personality, intellectual personality, relational personality, so many of them. It is so much identified with all of them, like father, mother, wife, husband. So this I, this deharudam aham diyam niveshya, pluck it off from the anatma, the body-mind complex, and place it, niveshya means place it, on chidatmani, the higher I. So taking from the lower I and learn to place on higher I. That is why the well-known meditation shloka is there. Mano buddhi ahankara chittani naham. Chittani na aham. How many times I have said, I am the father of so and so, so and so, so many times. If I have said 1 lakh times, then I have to rehearse 1 lakh times, I am not. Otherwise, when there is any problem with the son, I am going to be affected because sangat dukkham bhavati. By association, I get dukkham. The deeper the nail that we have driven in, so many relationships, that is a father nail, son nail, wife nail, children nail, all pet nail, all those things, greater the effort to pull that out. That's what Shankaracharya says. You have got a painstaking job, plucking and the nails, and enjoy saying, Aham Brahma Asmi. Name Mrityu Shanka, Name Jati Bedaha. Pita naiva, me naiva, mata na janma. I have no father. That means what? I am not a son. Na mata, na banduhu, na mitram. I am not, I have none of them. If one says I am afraid, then stay in samsara. How can I leave all these relationships? I will be afraid. Who will take care of me? If one is afraid, no problem. Stay in samsara. So it is a very peculiar choice. Mostly what we say, a known devil is better than an unknown angel. It is better to remain in samsara because when I cry for my relative, the neighbors are there to give company. Because they also cry for their relatives. It is like remaining in hell with lot of friends than sitting in moksha alone. So he says, it is a job which you have to work for if you want the benefit. Therefore, chidatmani, in the atma, which is chit, and sadanande, which is ever ananda, ananda swarupa, nivesh, which is chit, and sadanande, ananda swarupa, niveshya. And what should I do with my deha, then with my body? Lingam utrujya. Lingam means the sukshma shariram. May you disidentify from your sukshma shariram and stula shariram. Actually, stula shariram was mentioned earlier. Deha arudham. When we said that deha was the stula shariram and lingam utrujya. Here means sukshma shariram, that sukshma sharira abhimanam, that also utrujya. Leaving back, that also removing it. Kevalaha bhava. May you become the non-dual atma. That again, become, when you say, may you become should be within course. It is not something you are going to become tomorrow. It is something that you have to own up. May you own up your non-dual nature. How often I should do that? As we said, since I am invoking the ahankara all the time, the invocation of atma also should be either more or equal in terms of time. That's what Shankaracharya says, sarvada. We have to do it constantly, and the benefit will be directly proportional to the initiative that I take to own up. Shloka 291. Yatraisha jagadabhasaha darpanantapuram yatha tad brahmahamiti jnatva kritakrityo bhavishyasi. Yatra yeshaha jagadabhasaha. Abhasaha means the appearance. The appearance of this entire universe, yeshaha, right in front of me, yeshaha. So, pratyakshataya anubhutam. I experience it right in front of me. And yatra in the chaitanyam, consciousness, the whole world is appearing in the consciousness like what? Yatha darpana antapuram. Puram means the city. Like the city in the mirror. Vishwam darpana drishyamana nagari tulyam nijantarkatam. So it is that darpana nagari. The idea conveys what? The concept of the mithyatvam of the world. The world appearing in the mirror, it cannot affect the mirror. Like a movie on the screen does not affect the screen. There can be rain, there can be fire, anything can happen in the movie. It won't wet the screen or burn the screen. Similarly, the appearance of the world does not affect the consciousness. Having said that in the first line, he says in the second line, Tat Brahma, that consciousness which is infinite is myself, aham. So joining both the lines, what is the idea then he conveys? The whole world appears in the consciousness and the consciousness is myself and so the whole world is appearing in myself. Then naturally what will be the question? How can I swallow this idea of the whole world appearing in me? Further, the example Acharya gives is the dream world. When I am actually in the dream world, identified with the dream body. I have a dream body in the dream world. I identify with the dream body. So I become an individual in the dream and the dream world is outside and is capable of even threatening me. Why? Because I am identified with one of the creations in the dream. That is the dream body. And when I wake up, instead of saying I am in the dream world, I reverse the whole thing and say Swapna Jagadabhasaha is in me. And this reversal took place because of what? Because of waking. And how do I define waking then? What is the mechanism of waking? If we really analyze, the mechanism is I have disidentified from the dream body. Identification with the dream body is dreaming. Withdrawal is waking up. In dream body identification, I am within the dream world. And when dream body disidentification takes place, the dream world is within me. Extending it to the body also, identified with this body, I am within the cosmos. When I disidentify from this body, I am not within cosmos, but the entire cosmos, including this body, is within me, the Chaitanyam. Or if you want to give another example, as long as I identify with the wave name and form, I am a wave within the ocean. But when I identify myself with the water, I am not within the ocean. On the other hand, the ocean and all the waves are within me. So whether I am within or others are within, that is a question of my own vision. So it is by a small shift from Nama Rupa to water, from dream body to waker, similarly from waker's body to Chaitanyam. So Tad Brahma Aham Iti Nyatva. Krita Krityaha Bhavati. By this mere shift in vision, I have not changed in this setup. Ocean is as it is, world is as it is, my body is also as is. No setup is changed. Ocean continues to be the ocean. Wave continues to be the wave. I have not changed the nature of mortality. But hereafter, the mortality of the wave does not affect me. Because now I don't say I am mortal. And what do I say now? Wave is mortal, but I am not. Because I am not the wave. Similarly, Jnani does not say I am mortal anytime. He accepts body's mortality. Body's nature, it is mortal. And continues to say, I am immortal. Body is mortal, I am immortal. And this acceptance of bodily mortality and limitation because of objectivity is called Krita Krityata. Total contentment. Everything is okay as it is. Learn to accept things as they are. Shloka 292. Yat satya bhudam nija rupa madhyam chidadvaya anandam arupa makriyam tadetya mityava purut srujeta శైలూషవద్వేషముపాతమాత్మనః. వెన్ ద పర్సన్ హీ డిసైడెంటిఫైస్ ఫ్రమ్ అహంకార, వాట్ హ్యాపన్? శంకరాచార్య సేస్ మోర్ ఐ డిసైడెంటిఫై ఫ్రమ్ అహంకార అండ్ చూస్ టు ఐడెంటిఫై విత్ ఆత్మ, దెన్ ఆల్ ద పర్సనాలిటీస్ దట్ ఐ హ్యావ్ దే విల్ ఆల్ బికమ్ ఎ వేషం. ఇట్స్ అ డ్రామా. లైఫ్ విల్ బి రెడ్యూస్ టు ఎ డ్రామా. అండ్ వెన్ ఐ వాచ్ ఎ డ్రామా, వాట్ హ్యాపన్స్? అట్ ద మోమెంట్ ఆఫ్ వాచింగ్ ఐ డెఫినెట్లీ గో త్రూ లాట్ ఆఫ్ ఇమోషన్స్ ఇన్ ద డ్రామా. వెన్ దర్ ఈస్ హ్యూమర్ ఐ లాఫ్. వెన్ దర్ ఈస్ ట్రాజెడీ సమ్ ఐ షెడ్ టీయర్స్ ఆల్సో. ఇఫ్ ద మూవీ టచెస్ మై హార్ట్ అండ్ ఐ ఆల్సో గో త్రూ దోస్ ఇమోషన్స్, ఐ సే ఇట్స్ అ గ్రేట్ మూవీ. ఐ సే ఆల్ దాట్ అండ్ దర్ ఆఫ్టర్వర్డ్స్ దాట్ ఈస్ ద ఎండ్ ఆఫ్ ఇట్. ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ గోయింగ్ టు క్రియేట్ ఎనీ పర్మనెంట్ స్కార్ ఇన్ మీ. ఐ డూ హ్యావ్ ఎమోషన్స్ బట్ ఇట్ డస్ నాట్ క్రియేట్ ఎ డీప్ పర్మనెంట్ స్కార్ ఇన్ మై పర్సనాలిటీ. I don't go through permanent depressions in life or talk of suicide and all that. Why should I live? People talk all that. I don't do any of those after seeing the movie. So emotions are there, but they have lost the capacity to permanently inflict psychological trauma in me. This is called immunity through atmajnanam. No event can create a psychological trauma or a shock or a deep scar in my mind. So guru namapi dukkhena na vichalyate. Dukkham is there, but there is no vichalanam. I don't permanently fall in life. Situations come, situations go. The frequency, the intensity, and the recovery period, as we said earlier, they all have to be monitored. They all come down with respect to any violent emotion. Fear, depression, anxiety, anger, none is permanent. Therefore, life becomes a drama only. So he says in the third line, tad etya. Atma swarupam etya. Tad means atma swarupam etya. Coming to the atma swarupam, which is my green room personality in the drama. You know, drama, there's a green room. So this is my green room personality, my original personality before the drama started. I am an actor by a particular name. And what is the name of the actor? Satyam, Jnanam, Anantam, Brahma. My name is Swami S.J.A. Brahman. Satyam, Jnanam, Anantam, Brahman. It is my name. And what is the nature of this actor? Satyabhutam. Will never die. Which does not have a date of birth. And therefore, celebrating a date of birth is a drama. I am happy, I am fine. If I don't have a date of birth, there is no date of death also. Aham nityaha. And nija rupam, it is my real nature. Birthless consciousness is my swarupam. And adhyam, it has been there even before the world emerged. Even before time, space, I was there. Tasmadva etasma atmana akashas sambhutaha. ఆకాశాద్ వాయు వాయోరగ్ని అగ్నేరాప అగ్ని పృథివీ సృష్టి. దిస్ ఈస్ ద క్రియేషన్. అండ్ సపోజ్ ఐ వాంట్ టు నో హౌ వాస్ ఐ బిఫోర్ ద ఎమర్జెన్స్ ఆఫ్ టైమ్ అండ్ స్పేస్. ఇఫ్ సంబడి వాంట్స్ టు నో, బికాస్ టైమ్ అండ్ స్పేస్ యు నో ఐఎమ్ బియాండ్ దాట్, సో హౌ ఐ యామ్ బిఫోర్ టైమ్ అండ్ స్పేస్ కేమ్, సంబడి వాంట్స్ టు నో, దే డోంట్ హ్యావ్ టు డూ ఎనిథింగ్ ఎల్స్. ఇట్ ఈస్ వెరీ వెరీ ఈజీ. వీ కెన్ గెట్ ద ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ ద టైమ్లెస్ స్పీచ్ స్పేస్లెస్ లొకేషన్లెస్ డివిజన్లెస్ ఐ కెన్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ all the time when I have to only go to sleep. When I am in deep sleep, I am that. Yatra nanyate, nanyate pasyati, nanyate shrunoti, nanyate vijanati. It is that stage. All individualities, personalities, they are not there. From that I alone, the absolute I, the relative I was born in Swapna and in Jagratavastha. And since the relative I, that means the father I, the mother I, the husband I, wife I, that all those relative I's, since they are subject to arrival and departure, they must be vesham, like a drama. During sleep, whatever be my nature, that is my real nature during sleep, swarupam. And that is why in sleep there is ananda also. And therefore adhyam. Adhyam means desha kala utpattehe purvam pattama. Before the emergence of creation, it is there. The world also means the word actually means karana. The word also means karanam. Adhyam also means karana. It existed before time and space, before the emergence of time and space. It is also called the karanam. Therefore, I am the cause of all. Chit advaya anandam. I am of the nature of chaitanyam chit. I am the nature of ananda. Non-experiential pleasure. When we say ananda, we have to be very careful. It is a non-experiential pleasure. But it is purnatvam. I don't lack anything because everything is in me. That freedom from missing anything, that is called ananda. Anantatvam ityartha. We have already told this earlier. Which is advayaha. Advayaha means non-dual. Chid advaya anandam. And arupam, formless. And akriyam, free from all actions. I am akarta. And therefore, the idea that Sanjita Karma, Agami Karma, etc., they have to be destroyed. All those ideas, even the idea that Prarabdha has to be destroyed, that should not be there. Because Prarabdham also belongs to whom? Ahankara, I alone. If I want to destroy Prarabdha, it means I have got strong identification with Ahankara. The world may say, I have Prarabdha, fine. But from my angle, I have no Prarabdha. In Vivekananda Chudamani itself, Shankaracharya is going to say later that from Jnani's angle, he does not have Prarabdha. Only from Ajnani's angle, he has Prarabdha. Because from Ajnani's, they look upon Jnani as Ahankara only. That's what they do. Whereas Jnani looks upon himself as Atma. And therefore, no Prarabdha also. So, Akriyam, Akarta, Abhokta, Yetya, Yetya. So I have to repeatedly invoke that, you know, that superior I, that higher I. And how far it goes inside is directly proportional to the time that I spend in invoking my real nature, that real I. That time becomes important, how long I go on invoking that. And having wound up my green room nature, what should I do now? Mithya vapuhu utsrijetha. Actually, there are two readings. One is utsrijaitati is another one. So ultimately, the meanings both are same. One is atmanepadam, another is parasmanepadam. There's some grammar. So content-wise, both of them are same. So utsrijetha means reduce the body into a vesham. Bring that in your mind. Drive this point home very strongly. May you give up the mithya vapuhu, the false personality. Like what? Sailushavate. It's a vesham. Sailushaha means an actor. Nataha. So, upatam vesham. A role that he has taken. This actor has taken. So, just as an actor, after that movie is over, he forgets the role that he has taken. Therefore, sailushavate upatam vesham utrijetam atmanaha. Your own vesham you take. Sloka 293. Sarvatmana drishyamidam rishaiva naivaha mattaha kshanikatva darshanat janamyaham sarvamiti pratitihi kutoha madehe kshanikasya siddhet. So here the Acharya says, by rejecting these worldly personalities, all these worldly relations and all, ahankara, you are not going to lose anything. Because they are weak, they are unreal, they are mithya. As I wake up from dream, I had a wonderful house in the dream. I was a very rich person in the dream. I lost it, all of them. They are all dream relations, they are all lost. I need not grieve for any of them, any of those loss. Because dream loss is no loss, since it is mithya. But one will know it is mithya only when one wakes up. In dream, they are all real. But as a waker, one can disidentify all of them. You don't lose anything. Similarly, having wound up your higher nature, all possessions, they become just nama rupa.
Panjabhutas modified temporarily in all of them. And all of them are going to be again Basma Avaseshaha. They are all going to be reduced to Basma, like ashes or mud, whatever. Therefore he says, Idam Drishyam. All these possessions which you intensely identify as I and mine. So with respect to Panchakoshas, the identification is called Ahankara. And with respect to the external world, the identification is called Mamakara. So attachment of the house expresses as my house. That is Mamagraham. And that of the body expresses as I am the body. So this is Ahankara and Mamakara. Here he says, all these objects of I and mine are all Mrisha Eva. Mrisha Eva means like Mithya. They don't have the reality of their own. Like a pot not having reality of its own other than clay. They are Namarupas only. And Sarvatmana, totally without exception. But our problem is what? We are able to reject the whole world but accept a few things. Problem is, every human being tells that, except me and my family, all are Mithya. Same is said by the neighbor also. It doesn't work. So he says, Sarvatmana, total, which includes your intimate body, which is also Mithya. Therefore, Aham Artha Naiva Bhavati. It can never be the meaning of the word I. The perishable body cannot be the meaning of the word Aham. Why? Kshanikatva Darshanath. The body is Kshanikam. It is finite. It is temporary. Here, if we take Avastha Trayam, in the Jagrat Avastha, body is there. In Swapna Avastha, body is not there for me. For others it is. From this, it is also very clear that body is only an incidental extra in me. In Sushupti Avastha, there is no body for me also, right? So it's like the clock. The clock. So what comes and goes cannot be I, which is that which that is always there. And which aspect of mine is there with me always, all the time? All others which are coming and going, they are not real. So which aspect of mine is there with me all the time? It is not the body, it is not the emotions, it is not the mind, nor even the intellect. All are only incidental. But the Chetana Sattvam alone is there in the Jagrat Avastha, in the Swapna Avastha, and in the Sushupti Avastha. So what is incidental is called Vyabhicharaswarupam, and what is intrinsic is called Avyabhicharaswarupam. Vyabhicharaswarupam cannot be me. Avyapichara Swarupam alone must be me. So, Aham Artaha Naiva Bhavati. None of them can be meaning of the word Aham. Jana Maham Sarvamiti Pratitihi Kutaha Aham Adehe. I am aware of the three states, three avastas. I am the witness of all the three avastas, three states of consciousness. Whereas the body, sense organs and mind cannot be the witness of all three states. Why? Because in Sushupti, they all get resolved. Sense organs cannot be the witness of Sushupti because Sushupti is identified as the non-functioning of the sense organs. Mind cannot be the witness of Sushupti because Sushupti is defined as the resolution of the mind itself. Therefore, the temporary, the non-functioning instruments, that cannot be witness. Then who can be the witness? The permanent I, the Chaitanyam, that alone can be the witness. Therefore he says, Aham Sarvam Janami. Janami here means, I am aware of everything. That is Janami. Including the resolved condition of the mind, the intellect, the absence of time and space, and the absence of all the experience also, I am aware of all of them. And that I, that has to be different from all these things. So, iti pratitihi kshanikasya aham adehe kutaha siddhet. It is never possible. Here Shankaracharya is putting a question. How is it possible? We have to translate that. It's never possible. for the Kshanikam, temporary body-mind complex, which is called Ahankaraha, Aham Adehe. Ahankara Adehe, body-mind complex is called here as Ahankara. Therefore, Ahankara cannot be the witness of the dissolved condition of Ahankara. In Sushupti, dissolved condition. When is Ahankara dissolved? In Sushupti, so it cannot witness its own dissolved condition. Ahankara cannot witness its own dissolved condition, as for example, the eyes, my own eyes cannot see my closed eyes. Can I see my closed eyes with my own eyes? For example, someone said, you are a sleeping beauty. People give names. And if I want to see how I look when I sleep with closed eyes, it is impossible. Therefore, Ahankara cannot be the witness of the dissolved Ahankara. And so who must be the witness? Someone else, the Sakshi Aham, the Chaitanyam Aham. Shloka 294. Aham patartha svahamadi sakshi nityam sushuptava vibhava darshanat brute hejo nitya iti shruti swayam tat pratyagatma sadasad vilakshanaha. So we have to accept that there is this ahankara sakshi. Ahankara is the finite located personality that is called aham. Mr. I or the ego, that is called Ahankara, which dissolves in Sushupti. That's what he says. In sleep it dissolves. Other than this dissolving, the emerging Ahankara, we have the Sakshi Aham, the witness, which neither dissolves, therefore doesn't emerge also. No deti, nastameti, yeka, samvidesha, swayam prabha. In drishya viveka. Vidyaranya, very beautifully he says, no deti nastameti yeka. That witness I, which is not a personality, it is the impersonal Atma, that I, which includes your own intimate body, which is mithya. Therefore, aham artaha naiva bhavati. It can never be the meaning of the word I, the perishable body. It cannot be the meaning of the word aham. Why? Kshanikatva darshanat, the body is kshanikam, that is finite and temporary. Here, if we take avastatrayam, in the jagrat avastha, body is there. In sushupti avastha, body is not there for me. As I told, for others it is there. That is the same thing that we said earlier. Body is only an incidental extra in me. That's what we do think. So, aham, sarvam, that is the sakshi chaitanyam. That is going to be there all the time, and that is what is described earlier. The problem is what? We love the personal I, but we are worried to own up the impersonal I. And Vedanta says, if you don't like the higher I, you may stay in the lower I, but once, don't cry when the personality I got personal problems. From Rama and Krishna onwards, personality I means what? There was a Ravana problem for Rama and there is a Kamsa problem for Krishna. They were there. Uncles, aunts, all kinds of relations. There are so many problems could be there. Are you ready to welcome them? You need not come to Atma, but if you are tired of them, Pariksha Lokam, so get so many dents in life. In life you are going to be tossed here and there. And for example, if someone asks, Why can't I have a personality without any problem at all? I want to have a personality with no problem. Somebody says, you may try to locate anyone in the entire universe. Why can't I become like Bill Gates or the Zuckerberg kind of guys in the next Janma? If you go and interview them also, you may locate nobody you can locate. When we have said about Rama and Krishna, where is anyone else? They also have problems. There is no personality without samsara at all. Therefore, trying to retain the personality and reject samsara is impossible. If one has to reject samsara, one has to reject any possible personality also. One should become impersonal aham. therefore aham padarthaha, aham padarthaha, the real meaning of the word I is not the personality but ahamadi sakshi. It is the impersonal I which is the witness of the personality I. And this impersonal I obtains nityam. It is immortal all the time. Sushuptav api bhava darshanat. That impersonal, that formless I exists in sushupti. Also, we should say. Why he quotes sushupti? Sushupti is the only time when we are free from time. Sushupti is the only time when we are free from time. We are beyond time. Therefore, I am timeless, impersonal I in sushupti. And this is supported by Shruti also. Veda also says, he quotes, so turn your attention to the Sakshi, which continues in Sushupti and not in Ahankara, which dissolves in sleep. So, and what is the glory of the Sakshi? That is the glory of you, for you to own up. Brute ajo nitya iti Shruti swayam. That Sakshi is ajaha, it is nityaha, it is Shashvataha, it is Puranaha, Pratyagatma, Sad Asad Vilakshanaha. Brute Shruti, he means it is a quotation from Kathopanishad. Ajo Nityaha, Ajaha, Nityaha Iti, Ajo Nityaha, Shashvatoyam Puranaha. That is what in Kathopanishad. Of course, this is also. So, I am birthless and deathless, that impersonal I. Thus the Shruti says, and Tat Pratyagatma. That is your core nature, which sad asad vilakshanaha, which is beyond all the cause and effect. Sad means karyam, the effect, and asad means karanam. So, karya karana vilakshana chaitanyam, vishva taijasa pragya vilakshana chaitanyam. Actually, we have not seen Mandukya Upanishad, but I just only mentioned it here. Vishwa and Taijasa, they are Karyam and Prajna is Karanam in Mandukya Upanishad. So, Sat corresponds to Karyam, which corresponds to Vishwa and Taijasa. So, forget about it. I just only mentioned it for the sake of mentioning it here. And Asat corresponds to Karanam, which corresponds to Prajna. So, Sat Asat Vilakshanaha means Vishwa, Taijasa, Prajna Vilakshanaha, the Turiya Vastha, the one beyond all of them. Nanta pragyam, na bahir pragyam, all those. Whether you want to own up that fact or not, that is your choice. Be a person and have samsara or become impersonal and be free. So Shankaracharya, he gives a categorical choice. Whether we want to be in samsara or whether we want to be free, that is our choice. We will continue with the next shloka in the next webinar. Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.